Thank you very much.
The hearing began with fairly positive statements. Democracy is on the advance. The countryside is developing. Schools are opening. And the drug trade is being targeted aggressively. But the pleasantries were brief. Opposition Democratic Party Representative Gary Ackerman of New York noted that there seems to be a correlation between extending Afghanistan's road system and an increasing U.S. casualty rate.
Seems to be going completely in the wrong direction. The effort seems greater, the intensity of our resolve seems greater, the bravery of the Afghan people and their resolve seems greater. But it's like that cartoon with the guy kind of disheveled sitting on the curb holding a bottle saying, "The drunker I sit here, the longer I get."
40 American and Afghan contractors working for the U.S. Agency for International Development have been killed in Afghanistan since 2003. And Rear Admiral Robert Mueller said that the deeper U.S. forces expand their reach in Afghanistan, the more they come into contact with insurgents. He said this is resulting in higher U.S. military casualties.
We anticipate that that we're going to see a fairly violent spring and summer, and then an improvement in overall conditions as we get toward the end of the year.
Committee members, all members of the legislative branch, asked witnesses representing the executive branch more hard questions. If Afghanistan supplies 90% of the world's opium and heroin supply, and poppy production makes up 60% of the country's gross domestic product, why hasn't the State Department used more than $1 billion allocated by Congress to research the possibility of killing the crop with a microherbicide? Thomas Schweik from the State Department's International Narcotics Bureau said Afghanistan's president and NATO partners in the country oppose field testing of this special biological agent.
We determined that there was absolutely no place we could field test the microherbicide because of the resistance. I'm sure you're quite aware that President Karzai resists any sort of aerial spraying or eradication, even of traditional herbicides, and that there's even a greater resistance to a microherbicide.
Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican Party member from California, scoffed at the response, saying there are lots of places for testing in the United States. The hearing also confirmed Afghanistan's high infant mortality rate. Every fifth child dies by the age of five. In addition, the country has few sources of fresh water. James Kunder from the U.S. Agency for International Development was asked if assistance could go directly to the countryside without passing through a ministry.
We're trying to do both at the same time. We're trying to build those 600 health clinics in the countryside to have an immediate impact. We are trying to do the irrigation work that I described, but simultaneously we're trying to build the systems that in the long term will really turn the numbers around.
Afghanistan is considered to be a pivotal country in the global war on terror. But as subcommittee chairman, Congresswoman Ilhanna Ruslehtinen of Florida noted, America's job there is not complete. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.